This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The Democratic majority-led U.S. House of Representatives will start debate today on impeaching U.S. President Donald Trump again. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Liz Cheney says there's never been a greater betrayal by a president of his office and oath. Her statement comes a week after the president called her out at a rally before the Capitol protest, urging supporters to get rid of weak lawmakers.
The Liz Cheneys of the world.
While fellow Republican Andy Biggs is blasting Cheney.
She should resign her position as conference chair.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is praising her.
Mr. Harris is the honoring oath of office.
Maybe more ominous for the president than House GOP defections, the New York Times reports Senate Republican Chief Mitch McConnell is glad Democrats aren't moving against him, thinking that will help the GOP become Trump-free. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. prosecutors are weighing sedition charges against at least some of the Trump loyalists who stormed the Capitol. The acting U.S. attorney in Washington says trespassing and other misdemeanor counts against some of the dozens arrested so far may still be upgraded to sedition. A charge of sedition would effectively accuse rioters of attempting to overthrow or defeat the government and is punishable by up to 20 years in prison. Investigators have identified more than 170 people for potential criminal charges in connection with the violence. Miguito Vieira, the Brazilian politician elected mayor of the city of Goiânia while in a coma due to COVID-19, has died from complications of the disease. It was announced on his personal Instagram account Wednesday. Local media said he was 71. Vilela's surprise election from his hospital bed made international headlines. This is VOA News. France's government scientific advisor has expressed strong concerns over the variant of the virus that is circulating widely in Britain and is now spreading in France. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The president of France's scientific council has referred to a study based on 100,000 positive tests that shows that 1% of the people were infected with the highly contagious new variant. He says the aim is to try to slow its growth, and France is now engaged in a speedy race to vaccinate the most vulnerable people. Authorities say almost 190,000 people have been injected with the vaccine so far, as France prioritizes those living in nursing homes and healthcare workers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan expanded a coronavirus state of emergency Wednesday to 7 more regions, including Osaka and Kyoto, and tightened border restrictions as infections surge nationwide. The month-long state of emergency was implemented in the Greater Tokyo area last week. It asked restaurants and bars to close by 8 p.m., with residents urged to avoid unnecessary outings and working from home strongly encouraged. France said Wednesday it had brought home 7 children of French jihadists from northeast Syria, continuing a repatriation process begun after the toppling of the Islamic State's so-called caliphate. The children, between 2 and 11 years old and, quote, particularly vulnerable, end quote, were handed over to judicial authorities and taken into care by social service, the foreign ministry said. They had been living in Kurdish-run camps where thousands of relatives of IS fighters and sympathizers have been held since the 2019 defeat of IS in Syria, a Kurdish source in the region told AFP. France has so far repatriated 35 children, many of them orphans. A French court has launched an investigation into Justice Minister Eric Dupond-Moretti for alleged conflict of interest relating to his time as a lawyer, prosecutors told AFP Wednesday. The Court of the Republic, which deals with cases involving suspected misconduct by sitting cabinet members, launched the probe following complaints by an anti-corruption association and 3 magistrates' unions. The allegations center on an administrative investigation ordered by Dupond-Moretti against 3 prosecutors working at the Financial Crimes Prosecutor's Office. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed all-out efforts to bolster his country's nuclear deterrent during a major ruling party meeting that ended Tuesday. The 8-day Workers' Party Congress came as Kim Jong-un faces what appears to be the toughest moment of his life.